94.7 WMAS, your official Christmas music station. It's 7:20, and Gary gave Dina an earful last night.
Oh, please.
And rightly so.
Your 22 News Storm Team forecast, some early snow showers, clearing up later in the day, high of 38.
Gary is totally in the right when it comes to this, Dina.
What happened?
That's what you say.
When it comes to wrapping Christmas gifts, what were you talking about last night? He's totally against you.
This is an argument we've had for the last, I can't even tell you how many years.
Yeah.
But some of the gifts I put in gift bags. Mm-hmm. And it's because they're awkward and strangely shaped. And I can't be bothered, okay? I can't be bothered.
What do you mean you can't be bothered? It's the holiday.
Something.
It's all about being bothered.
Listen, when I've tried to wrap these unusual gifts, mm-hmm. and you know what usually ends up happening is the paper gets poked through, the gift gets exposed, and I'm not having it. So I will gift bag some
gifts. What are
these,
ninja stars? How do they get poked through?
There's four words.
I buy cheap paper.
There's four words to describe you.
Yes.
Four letters.
Go ahead.
L-A-Z-Y. You're lazy.
It has nothing to do with lazy.
You shouldn't give. You're talking kids?
Yes.
You're giving kids a gift bag?
Mm-hmm.
You're not supposed to give kids a gift bag. You're supposed to wrap them. I don't care how horrible the wrapping job. That's the fun of Christmas, is to unwrap a gift, not to just throw it in a bag.
You can still unwrap it, sort of, from a bag.
Why don't you just hand it to the kids?
It's
that easy.
You wrap it with the
tissue paper.
You put tissue paper, but you wrap the whole item in the tissue paper.
I ball it up with tissue paper, and then I put more tissue on top.
That's lame.
And I make sure that I put in tons of tissue paper to make it fun for the kids so they can go rip out.
I like throwing it.
Yes, that's what the kids love to do.
Think of your Christmas memories, though. Could you imagine if your parents bagged all the gifts, and if Santa bagged all the gifts,
geez,
that would have been lame.
Well, she didn't say all of them.
Not bagging all of them, but some of them. You know,
you shouldn't bag any of them.
I was accused of ruining Christmas one year by Gary because I gift bagged even his.
I mean, I guess in theory, you could buy boxes. Can't you buy boxes places?
Yeah, why am I going to go spend extra money on boxes
to put that in it? That's a possibility.
As long as they're wrapped, though. So
it takes so long.
It's just, I don't know. It's
takes
just
so
wrong.
Long to
takes
work the, certain things.
Takes the fun out of it.
And then they know what it is. Like, I've wrapped stuff, and then the kids will go, oh, squish, squish, squish. Yeah, that's a stuffed animal. I already know.
It's a cop-out. It's not the Christmas spirit.
Wow.
Kids
well, if they're
need to open a gift.
Cheat and squeeze, then I'm going to cheat and gift bag.
There's nobody else out there that probably throws stuff in bags.
You don't think so.
I don't think there's a lot of people out there that do that.
I think
for
they
kids.
Sell them for a reason.
Yeah, they wouldn't be so popular on store shelves.
That's for when you're an adult and you just don't care about the person.
Wow.
You throw that in there. All right. Let us know if you like the gift bag idea or not.
Yeah, how do you feel? 731-9500 or 1-800-YES-WMAS.
Because obviously you have time on your hands right now because you're not spending it rapidly.
Oh my gosh, tell Kellogg it's fine.
Lost it in the bag. Michael Bublé on 94.7 WMAS with the Kellogg crew. It's 7:26. Can I make the show go by faster?
Just freaked out all those people who wake up to us with our app on their alarms.
I need more time because I take the extra time to wrap Christmas gifts during the holidays, where Dina just tosses it into one of those gift bags that she probably recycles anyway.
You know what? Can I tell you something? It actually takes me more time to tissue paper an item properly.
That's true, because you want to make it look pretty,
you
right?
You want to make it beautiful.
I love it.
You want to make sure it is covered
up. Well, if you're
up,
still spending that much time wrapping it in tissue paper, why not just wrap the
like
gift?
Like I said, not everything works wrapped, and it looks nice, and because when you wrap something and your kid looks at it and goes, I know there's a lightsaber in there. Oh, gee, how can you tell?
Those are tough to wrap.
Because it's wrapped in the exact same shape as one.
Your poor family.
When you accidentally turn the lightsaber on, it goes vroom, and it pops right out of the wrapping.
And it makes sounds.
Man, that tears through everything. It might even cut the tree in half by accident.
It's part of the Christmas spirit, though, to wrap gifts. That's what you do. You take the time. So let us know what you think. 731-9500 or 800-YES-WMAS, because Gary got on to Dina last night for this.
Oh, you've been on me about it for years.
Hello.
Good morning. It's Shelley. Merry Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you, too. So what do you think about the gift bag? It's a cop-out, isn't it?
It's the same battle in my house.
Oh, really?
I like to wrap gifts, and my boyfriend likes to gift bag.
Oh.
So I can't say I've never used a gift bag. I won't go there, but I feel the same way as you, Chris. I like to have the kids get that feeling and unwrap.
Yeah, exactly.
But sometimes it's a little bit easier to put it in a gift bag. So I'm kind of torn on this with both of you guys.
Now, I've looked at my kids' faces when they pull a present out of the gift bag. There is no disappointment getting to it.
That's true.
I think we're overanalyzing this.
But it's not as fun, though. And your
kids
are.
True.
No,
it's true.
It's not as fun. And I'm not saying I'm the best rapper there is when it comes to gifts.
Oh, we know
but
that.
But I'd much rather have a bad wrapping job than just tossing it into a bag and saying, here.
Exactly. Yeah, but it's the present, not the thought that matters.
And you know what?
In the end, that's what it is. So either way, they're going to be happy.
Sometimes you over tapers, you make opening a taped up present a little frustrating.
Dog tape.
Keep that
dog
in
tape.
Mind.
Hey, thank you so much for calling in, and you have a great holiday.
You too. Thank you, guys.
Bye. 94.7 WMAS with the Kellogg crew, Chris Kellogg, Dina, and Lopez.
Why you need to take next week off.
You the question?
You do.
Dirt here in just a second. It's all brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. If you're looking for a last-minute holiday loan, they can certainly help you out. For details, call 413-733-2800. So what is up?
Okay, well, you need to take some vacation time next week if you have not scheduled any. This is very important because HBO has gifted us, this is your Christmas present from HBO, with the news of a Game of Thrones marathon.
Whoa.
Beginning December 26th. Okay, you will be able to see full seasons all the way through December 31st.
So you can stay in your new Christmas PJs.
Yes.
For days.
Sit back, relax, and watch your favorite characters in action. This is going to be so exciting. I'm going to lock my bedroom door, and you won't see me again until after the new year because I want to rewatch every single episode.
Spoiler alert, expect a lot of people to die.
Yeah,
what?
We should fill you in on that.
Don't get attached to the characters, okay?
DinaStirk.com.
Justin Bieber facing some legal trouble yet again in Argentina. He's been indicted for allegedly ordering a bodyguard to attack a photographer and steal his money and his gear a few years ago. Now, of course, you know, Justin says he's innocent and that the judge in the case is just out to get him. So they're going to appeal that. But that means because of this ruling, he's not allowed to go to Argentina and he's got to skip the South American leg of his Purpose World Tour in Argentina that kicks off in March. By the way, remember I was telling you yesterday about his fur coat and how PETA probably wasn't going to be too happy about it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're not. They released a statement. They said the caveman couture look is a new low for Justin Bieber. It's always astounding to see someone with such great fortune and fame show no mercy for animals who simply want to be left alone to live with their families. So I think Justin should maybe ditch the fur coat.
DinaStirk.com.
Katie Couric. Heading back to today's show. She's going to guest host.
Oh, she was on Yahoo News for a while.
She's been everywhere. She's been on CBS Evening News. I mean, she's been off today for quite some time, but she's coming back while Savannah Guthrie is on maternity leave. So starting January 2nd, she's going to join Matt Lauer as co-host again, which is something she hasn't done since she left.
Be a little nervous.
I would be too.
Your replacement.
I think Savannah might cut her maternity leave a little short.
DinaStirk.com.
And you can't expect Christmas to be low-key with the Kardashians. But of course, Kourtney Kardashian, usually the most sensible one of the bunch, but this time she decided that each child was going to get their own Christmas tree in their bedrooms.
Good.
And that they were going to be able to decorate them however they wanted. So she posted online pictures of Mason, Penelope, and Rain's trees online. Mason went with kind of like a general Christmas theme. Penelope went with colorful dinosaurs, and Rain went with jungle animals. But each one has a giant tree in their bedroom, which to me says excess, and also a little jealous that the kids have bedrooms big enough to fit big trees.
That's true.
And that's your dirt at 7:40. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 8:40.
Advantage staff.